This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my face.
Oh, okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good morning, Leroy. How are you today, buddy?
I'm all right. The more things change, the more things stay the same.
You want to know something? Here's what I think today. Can I just tell you something right now? Those rat bastards in Miami Gardens, they don't get the start of the show today, dude. They don't get the start of the show.
So let me go here.
Because you want to know why? That game on Saturday, I was ready to throw up in my shoe. I was so nervous.
Why?
Oh, I was just on edge, dude. It was because it was like the defense was making big plays. And then Carter Davis, very questionable with the wind. And so kicks were going willy-nilly. And it was just on edge the entire time. But the balls on this team on Saturday to go in with those stupid 100,000 fans. And I don't know what the hell Giga means, but I know. I guess we won't have to know the rest of the playoffs because that team came through in such a big, big way, dude. And it was Goosey's galore to come up with the clutch plays that they did. Mark Fletcher, big time run. Malachi Toney. Oh man. It couldn't end like that for Malachi Toney. You know, the story couldn't end like that for Malachi Toney, Leroy. I wouldn't allow it to end like that for Malachi Toney. And the way you didn't get the glue, everybody rallying around Malachi Toney, and then he scores the go-ahead touchdown. Oh, too much time left. But that's not a problem because the defense was going to show up, Leroy. I can't believe it.
You're an idiot.
What do you mean?
Leroy, you didn't get Goosies?
You didn't get the Goosies?
You know what?
Wow.
I did. But, like, for you to say... Like, it's football.
You score when you score.
Like, you score when you score. It, like, to any moron who ever says they left too much time on the clock, like, what was the score at that time?
10-3.
Right? picking and choosing when you can score? Let's wait and burn some more
clock. I feel like you're lashing out at me.
Yes!
There's no reason to.
It's dumb.
I'm happy.
To ever say that.
Well.
Left too much time on the clock.
This isn't a way to start the show.
You score when you score. That being said, to all you jackasses who looked at that game and didn't understand that that was two very evenly matched teams, that it might be a field goal fest, and to see the way that wind was blowing, we were like in our chat saying, the wind's blowing 25 miles an hour. It's hard to kick the ball. And then Dave was there. He goes, 30.
So, 30 was the yards or the wind was 30?
No, the miles. The wind.
Is he a golfer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll trust it.
He was also at the game.
Well, I know, but anybody could just say 30.
They put stuff on the scoreboard and stuff to say what the wind
is. They lie. I mean, they used to lie at Brad Penny's miles per hour, too.
So, but the point is, that was about as intense of a low-scoring game as that you will see, because nothing at any point in the time was guaranteed. Like, field goal, everybody, right? It wasn't just, you know, them. But we had questions, too. And it's like, you don't know. It's not like watching a game when you go, you don't know if this play is going to make the difference, if this play is going to be the difference. And you're watching a whole football game like that.
Scary.
And it's intense.
Scary.
It is intense. And I felt so bad for Malachi, but here's what I love about sports.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when you're going to get an opportunity to redeem yourself. And the fact that he was the one to score the touchdown. It meant, like, whew, get that off your chest. Get that off your back. Right?
I couldn't, because... Did he trip over himself on the punt return, or did somebody get him on the shoe?
No, he didn't.
People keep telling me he was tripped. I thought he got shoe-stringed.
He tripped. His foot hit his calf. Like the
yeah,
back.
Because the guy slapped it.
He tripped over himself.
All right. I'm telling you.
Either way.
Right? A person that runs like that.
Mm-hmm. I thought he got clipped.
He got clipped.
But people kept saying he tripped over himself.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. So
you can just look at the play.
I was whatever it was. The guy was the kid is incredible, and I'm just like, this year they're not here without him. They're not at that point without him.
And I couldn't
stomach the season ending with him putting the ball on the ground. I'm like, no. It was not a very mature reaction for me, because I was just no. And that's me mic'd up as I'm watching the game.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I saw the guy swat, and then I was like,
Yeah, it was nerve wracking.
Right.
But the way that they're out, and then Mark Fletcher, I mean, what a monster.
Well, first of all,
what a monster.
Why are they talking trash? Why? Why do you do? But with Bain and why you want that guy going?
Listen,
have we ever been so right
with the performance that Reuben Bain just put up?
Yeah,
If I was his coach and I heard that, I would have almost said, like, go put out an apology on letterhead, because that was a terrible decision by you. Not the term he used for Reuben Bain, not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's not a threat,
mm-hmm.
then they need to redefine that word, because that dude was not just a threat. He was the danger. He was everywhere. And a monster, and that defense, the way they got after him, unbelievable. Seven sacks. Come on,
and
dude.
Keep in mind, it's not a guy just sitting in the pocket.
He's fast.
He can run.
And they just, I mean, between Bain and Akeem Mesidor and this defense and Keyonte Scott and the way that they played that game, and then, I mean... The hit, what was that? Well, that was on second down, the hit, where the dude gave himself Tweety Birds at the goal line. I was like, oh! Knocks that ball out, and then you had these stupid, it was targeting! Shut up!
Hey.
It was targeting, all right.
Tweety right, Birds. Right. He had the ball, we was targeting his ass. Like, hey.
Targeted.
did you see how they had to like get him back? They had to like restrain him from the medical tent because he was celebrating after the Fitzgerald interception.
Oh.
He was like, Let him go. And then Bryce Fitzgerald, dude. True freshman. Interception. What a game. My God. Holy crap. Ola, Leroy.
Hey, Vlad. He clipped him. He got him. Yeah. You can see it. Got him. Can I just tell you the most impressive thing and one of the things about fans, like, football's played in a number of different ways from game to game. And I always say this because it's evident, and when you watch a lot of football, win the game that's played. Why didn't Ohio State win the Big Ten championship? Because they wanted to go for it on fourth down, and the score was 13-10. So it was a premium on scoring, and you passed up points. So with this, when you watch Miami and Texas A&M, wasn't nobody taking a whole bunch of chances. You know why? Because that game was going to be tight. And the thing that I know that Mario probably felt the best about, because everybody has complained to Mario about, he just wants to run the game, keep it close, and then pull away. And the two games he lost, he couldn't do that, right? This game played right into his hands. And all the players were in on it because guess what? They ran the ball down their throat. They had some timely throws. Big plays by your big playmakers. It was like, now, if you're a fan and you want Miami to win and you're scarred by all things Miami, right? You're looking at that game going, this is how it's going to go wrong. This is how, and I would just say, like, no, this is like.
That was a glass case of emotions in that game. Right, like every play I was questioning, everything Shannon Dawson. I was like, no, dude, too much tricks. Give him to Fletcher. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know. We haven't had a game of that kind of juice in so long.
But see, the ramifications of the game have nothing to do with the game that has to be played. And because it's so intense and it's do or die, to have a close game with all those missed field goals, both teams are probably, like, everybody's probably like, just, what is going on here?
I've never seen a team have psychological kicking problems like Texas A&M.
Yeah. That was crazy.
All three of the kickers were having like a jam session the side.
The Canes kicker, the win. Probably never, I mean, it's windy here, but that win they said was just some different type of win.
Well, he's been great all year.
Dude, balls do not just go sideways.
He's been money all year. Remember, we all got introduced to him at the Notre Dame game and they put up his FAU stats.
One of
and
we're four. Like,
whoa. And so then all of a sudden he's missing these kicks and you're like, oh no. But the wind was crazy. Like every time they did the aerial shot, you could see the flags.
You know what else you realize? No blimp.
But man,
did they do a drone?
No, because
they can't do the blimp. The wind's too strong.
Yeah, it would blow.
It's
it.
A fair point.
Yeah.
So when the wind gets above a certain, when you don't see a blimp, right? And a blimp maybe was supposed to be there. Yeah.
How fast can a blimp go?
It goes like 30 miles an hour. It's not very fast.
You ever seen Derek Queen play? Go.
So yeah, it was, I would say, if you wanted excitement, you had to probably be more into football to understand the excitement. But if you wanted intense, and I think that's the part that makes fans like just because it's so intense, it's so close, but the thing that you should always hang your hat on, and this is at all levels of football, if you're good at offense and defensive line, you're going to always have a chance to win. It might not be pretty, but if you start there, you always have a chance. Always.
Yeah.
And when you look at those two teams, they thought they had a good offense and defensive line. But they weren't up
to it.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that I enjoyed about it was this. We praised Texas A&M being in the SEC with the offense and defensive line. This is SEC football. And guess what? Kudos to the coach for putting it out there. They kicked our butts on the offense and defensive line. He said it.
Pretty undeniable.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you know, a coach could have got up there and said we had some opportunities and, you know, they made more plays than us. No, he kept it real. So, I guess one of two things. I don't want to hear about the SEC, right? Because technically you view that as an SEC Big Ten type of game.
Yep.
Right? And you got beat by Miami at your own game, at what you thought was a strength. So, like, yeah. It was a fun game. I could understand if, like, you had to be going crazy.
I was alone. I just needed my space watching this because I didn't like who I was. I haven't liked who I was all weekend, to be honest with you.
I just got off to a bad start.
Huh?
I'm disgusted with you from yesterday.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Leroy, your man yesterday, might have been three sheets to the wind.
What did I do?
It wasn't his fault. He had every reason to drink, but he was frustrated yesterday.
I was not mature yesterday. I handled the Dolphins loss fine. I was just annoyed just because, like, they're just such losers. Like, they're losing knows no bounds, but it's like...
No, it does.
It's like, you know, it's why? Really, it's really embarrassing.
You know why?
They're such a bad product.
Because here's the deal. You want to put it on a person, but they have basically played the same way in the second half, regardless of who's quarterback. And I've said it from day one that the problem is, what the hell are y'all doing when y'all go in at halftime?
I don't know. What could they be doing?
Because, like, you got to understand how it works.
The numbers are crazy. Like, did you? I saw the stat yesterday. I was like, that can't be real. That can't be.
Like, they go from, like, leading the league in offense to, like, being the worst.
This was great. This was from Isaiah Smalls from the Miami Herald. Since week one, the Dolphins have been outscored 113-17 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Not that it doesn't feel that way, but that's just an abysmal number.
No, but here's why. And look, I don't need numbers. I've been saying this all year. Like, you do know. They got coaches that get paid a lot of money, too. They're not going to let you just keep doing the same thing over and over again. You know what? We ain't stopped that one time. Let's go out and run the same damn defense. See if we can get it. No. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to do some zone blitzing. They're going to, you know, run around a little bit. The worst defense in the damn league.
It's gotten to the point. I've just stopped asking what happens to you guys in the second half.
Vlad,
I've been saying this all year.
No, but it's a question we've all asked them. Like, what happens?
I'm going to tell you what happens.
They have to heat third quarter when they come up.
That's not even turd. It's like running.
Let me tell you what it is, Vlad.
It's running down the leg bad.
It's borderline coaching arrogance to this standpoint. Let's look at it from a basic fundamental thing. Me and you get in a fight, mm-hmm. right?
I'm putting money on Leroy.
No. I'm just to make the point, not make it real. You hit me in the left, boom. You hit me with the right. You mm-hmm. hit me with the right. You hit me with the right. This next round comes up. What you think is going to happen?
Anthony Joshua.
I'm going to put my hand up. You may hit me with the other side, but I'll put my hand up because that hurt.
I thought you were going to say go for a takedown.
Right? So my question is why do the Dolphins come out the second half and say, let's just run it back? Same thing.
Don't know.
Like, all the years I've been in football, at every level, we have had a counter to what has been successful, i.e., we call it the Eli Apple. When they start jumping the slant, we give them the old slant and go, and it's wide open all the time, right?
Oh, man.
Let him jump the slant.
I love how they call it the Eli Apple.
I do.
Back in Leroy's days, when Eli Apple wasn't even born.
Right. We knew what was coming. We knew what was coming.
It's been rebranded.
Right. But I'm just, like, and I've said this from the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's just, here's the thing that's terrible about it, is, like, he's sitting here, and he's like, we need convicted quarterback play. It's like, no, we need convicted coaching, actually. That's what we need. We need you to not be completely clueless and have no answers, which he has no answers.
He has no answers. But here's the incredible thing about offensive football. When you have early success, okay, you are up here and they're chasing you. The only way they can catch you is if you keep doing the same damn thing. But if you adjust, they always going to be one step behind when you have early success. So it bothers me to no end that you allowed him to catch up by running the same offense.
You, Mike McDaniel, you allowed Al Golden to celebrate in my face.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
For that, I cannot forgive you.
Well, that's all right. You've had the Miami superfecta because your other coach won the ACC championship.
Yeah.
So, like, Al Golden winning the game, that's not as unbelievable as Manny Diaz winning the ACC.
Man, I can't believe it.
Manny Diaz won the ACC, dude.
I know.
Okay.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, Al Golden.
Kind
I forget
like
about
should.
Al Golden.
You know what?
Kind of feel like you should give the I'll trophy to the Canes after
I'll
that.
I'll take Manny winning an ACC title if you're telling me we'll go to the college football
right.
playoffs and win in the first
right.
round.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they're playing Ohio State. This has been so long.
Oh,
I'm
hey,
so excited.
Let me tell you this. Your new year could start off very well or start off very bad.
Yeah.
Well, here's the kicker.
Please, no more kickers.
The only difference between you and Ohio State is that I believe that Carson Beck is battle tested, but Julian Sain isn't. He's a young quarterback, and the only times he struggled was against Indiana when the game was close and they were physical up front, and then he couldn't just sit back there and pick you apart.
Mm.
So I have more faith, even though he's got some weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I have more faith that Carson Beck, who's been in that situation, can settle the ship and let the weapons around him win versus Julian Sain, every time he's been in a bit of a pinch, struggle.
That's a great secondary that Ohio State has.
They are. But guess what?
So do you trust
You know what hurts the secondary? Running the football.
Okay.
So, but I'm saying it's gonna if it comes down to the two quarterbacks, they have weapons. They have an excellent secondary, right? They haven't shown me they get after the quarterback all that great. So, what happens if you got to bring that secondary up to stop the run? Now, they're not so great.
Dade Sav says we're playing with house money. Pressure's on us. OSU, Dade. I promise you.
No.
By the time we get to game, it's not going to feel house
Wait,
money.
You,
you're going to want that
you
game
know what?
So bad.
Hey, you know what? Minus one a day, South. You know why?
He's lying.
He's trying to have perspective. Yo, what? I've been fighting
minus
for perspective
one.
All year in all sports.
Minus
and
one.
Now all of a sudden he want to act like he got perspective.
I've never heard a minus one for perspective ever in my life.
No!
This is a new.
He has perspective after he's calmed down a little bit. I know he was sans pants over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. You know.
He was sans pants over the weekend, and he's not going to have that perspective when we get to game day.
If it was anything like
I'm not gonna have
my knucklehead friends, if it was anything like my knucklehead friends who, they're playing conservative, they're playing safe. I'm like,
dude,
what?
I was listening to DB.
Listen, you ever notice, you know what's funny? Like, I love all of these coaches with the big cojones. They got in them playoffs, them cojones shrunk. Like, we ain't taking no more but shits. We still in this game. I ain't going to screw it up going for it on fourth down.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did stop slashing out at me.
Why?
Because he's like, I'm not going to hear about being rational from Wild Heat Coyote.
I'm the one that said that.
So.
So, but you did kind of piggy, you did jump on pretty good on the little wagon.
I just think it's, I think it's crazy. Like he's
not alone.
No, it's just, look, I understand that the Canes, I'm very proud of the Canes, what they did this weekend. But I don't think, like, I listened to Don Bailey Jr. after the game on Saturday, and he's talking to Carson Beck, and you can just hear how giddy he is to get another crack at Ohio State.
Right.
And I don't, that didn't sound like a man treating it like house money.
Yeah, I would say this, though. Sometimes your feelings about a game and the people around the organization or facility feel around the game, how they feel about the game, isn't the way the players feel about it, right? They may come out with the same intensity, the same everything. None of them were even alive, right? You do realize this, right?
Yeah, but also, like...
You're asking.
I was alive.
No, I know that.
But I was there.
I'm not. But to ask this team to feel what you feel,
mm-hmm.
if you don't hear the response you want, I have most of them weren't alive.
Hey,
they got Michael Irvin on the sidelines. He gave Mario Cristobal a smooch.
I understand
a sweaty
that.
One.
Oh, by the way, I was watching a game with a friend, and we were watching Michael Irvin on the field.
Mm-hmm.
My boy said, "Why is he so sweaty?"
I don't know, B.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Also, why is he in a 4-point stance?
Right, right.
And his listen,
he always sweating.
Mike and his fit. Michael Irvin can only wear the clothes Michael Irvin wear, but that fit on Saturday was a different color combination I've ever seen in my life. That was some crazy.
I don't know. It looked like he had an outfit on and he said, "Ooh, damn, I forgot my Kane shirt. I gotta go buy one."
That was a crazy one.
Like, he's intense. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah.
Come on.
What?
He was sweating more than Fletcher, and Fletcher ran for 170.
Right. He's the best Canes, but you know what? He's look how he acted when they were in the NIT. Like, this is legit now. Like, these are legit big games, and he's acting like a maniac because he loves it. He loves it.
I get that. I would just say,
God, the game's in Dallas too.
Yeah, it's the Cotton Bowl.
It's the Cotton Bowl. This is where they use the four bowls.
Yeah, Michael's gonna have a great time. He's gonna be at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
There's no White House.
It's gone.
It's done.
We hope. I just think that when, like, during the chat during the game, saying that they're playing conservative and saying they're doing this, and I'm like, what?
I didn't think they were playing conservative.
But here's the deal. I asked a question in my chat. What should the score be at this point of a playoff game?
If anything, I thought they were being too cute early on. I thought they were trying the trickery a lot.
But
when Fletcher was having a ton, his numbers were ridiculous.
Yeah,
running the football.
What I would say is this: sometimes you, and again, remember what I was telling you about the problem I have with Mike McDaniel.
Where do you start?
No, I'm saying with coming out in the second half.
Oh,
so what the Canes did was, this is where you understand the purpose of all of this. If Fletcher's running the ball and having success. Right? Pounding it. Now you go with a Malachi reverse, right? What does that do? Now you run the fake reverse, run the same damn plays you've been running, and they're all over the place. They can't just concentrate on that. So it's a subtle adjustment to doing the same things you want to do to be successful. Now you get down by the goal line, and now you hand it off.
Oh.
You fake it to Malachi. Did you see all the pursuit? Going after the guy that had 170 yards rushing and how easy it was,
that was
for Malachi
cool
to get in the end zone. That's why you do it earlier.
Let's you got my buttons up, Vlad? I want to play some of the calls from the game. This was the Fletcher giant run.
Back with a towel draped over his belt. Marion comes in motion, turns and gives. Fletcher has a hold at the 20. 25 gets a block at the 30. 35, 40. 45, 50. Fletcher to the 40-yard line. 35-yard line. Fletcher all the way down to the A&M 32-yard line. And Miami is in business with 3:45 to go in the game. Mark Fletcher's biggest run of the season.
How about that inside run, Hurricane fans? Between the tackles, the guard, the center, the tackles get the push, create the crease, and Mark Fletcher turns it down the field for your Miami Hurricane.
Man, get a couple more runs, set it on up, and then baby Jesus with the go-ahead.
On a third down, we'll call it five now, from the 11-yard line of Texas A&M. Tony goes in motion. Beck's in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Hand off Tony. Runs right side. 10, 5. Tony into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. It's Hurricanes delight. It's an 11-yard touchdown for Malachi Tony. Running left to right. Tony scores. Miami has the lead. Miami has the lead 9-3.
Miami goes inside, 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 and then to the outside with Malachi Tony. Mucho gracias, El Niño Jesus.
Wow.
You could tell that was a hawk and crowd in Solana term that they gave DBJ to say.
Man.
Goosey's galore.
So it was, again, when you watch the Canes, it seemed like everything that you saw, even if it didn't work, like every time I saw something, I was like, oh, I know what's coming later. Uh-oh, I know what's coming later, right? You can just kind of get a sense of the adjustments or the plays that can come off of those things. So when you watch and you see Malachi going around the outside a couple of times, but they just hand the ball off, they just, look, they're just making them aware that it could happen, right? Now, the problem is when you're dominating up front and your running back is running for over 170, now that puts them in a serious bind. Do you load up in the box or you get beat outside with speed? Guess what they decided at the end of the game? We would rather stop it up the middle because they handed it off to them the play before.
Mm-hmm.
Setting all of this up. See? Set up. Second half, adjustments. And guess what? Everybody dumped inside. The outside was walking. Like, that's football. You, like, there ain't a coach walking the face of this earth that thinks if I'm in a competitive game, I could keep doing the same thing. None. Nobody. I ain't a damn coach, and I could see, well, that ain't going to work.
How do you think Zune felt after that game, after realizing I shouldn't have said that about Reuben Bain? Do you think that that sweeps over him at any point?
To be honest with you, I mean, you don't have to say nothing. When you watch him on TV next week, that says everything. You had to open your big mouth. And somebody somewhere, when they get into the locker room or they have the team meeting, go look over at them and say, you had to say something, huh?
Just had to say,
because you had the crazy thing about that. Here's the most impressive thing about all this. That quarterback can run.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to sack somebody that can run like that 7 times. So that means you got to be extremely, extremely athletic up front yourself, or you just have to be so good in the secondary that he's got nowhere to go.
Reuben Bain screenshotted the quote, and that was his lock screen up until the game. The not a threat quote.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's it. Like, yeah. Like, there's certain guys. Yeah, look. There's certain guys that you could talk trash to and they'll just laugh it off. And then there's them guys that take it personal. You don't want to mess with the guys that take it personal.
Especially when he wishes you God bless.
He blessed you.
Oh, when he said God bless, it was
God bless those guys.
Hey, I have never met a defensive lineman that said little prayers and stuff like that that didn't just dominate. Reggie White did it.
He said,
when you cut Reggie, he started praying to God. Lord Jesus, they trying to end my career. Did he get it? Like, he get that Holy Ghost and start throwing bodies around? Like, yeah, man. And then your guys are mad at you. My offensive lineman, all of them, even the one that didn't get dumped, was looking at me like, why you had to cut Reggie?
His post game quote was, God bless him to writing checks they could not cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime a guy,
you
just
know, you know what
you?
He should have put? He should have put one phrase, insufficient funds. Just put that.
You should have handed him a collection basket.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Everybody just say, oh, you know, I'm keeping it real. I'm bringing it. Hey, you can talk trash. You know, that's just like Jake Paul could put his face out there and act like him, stick his tongue out like he was doing something.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Now he's drinking out of a straw.
Reuben Bain, 7 pressures, 5 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, blocked field goal.
Yeah, I'm not going to give him the blocked field goal.
Why not?
Because all he had to do was stand up. The dude almost kicked the center in the ass.
He blocked the field goal.
He get credit for it, but you know what I'm
saying. Blocks a block, dude.
Stop, Leroy.
What?
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Can't take stats away.
You can't take,
I'm not taking
stats.
Dude, I started off with saying he's going to get credit for a block, right?
You said you're not going to give him the block. That was
I
your
said
quote.
He's going to get credit for a block, but
you're taking the kicker. Credit. Don't afterwards. Take the credit
you
away from
afterwards.
Him.
Okay, fine.
Don't take the credit
fine.
Away
no
from
need.
Him.
No need.
Do you
not
get
today.
Credit for a block if he don't kick it over your head?
You know, you get credit for just okay. Being falling forward 6 inches?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
It's only 6 inches, but you're falling forward. But, yeah, you get a credit for it.
All right. All
by right. The way, how great was that Quinn Ewers trying to get the first down yesterday?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Thank God for the Canes. Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Heat lose both games over the weekend. They fall to the New York Knicks yesterday. Really good game, first and foremost. Really good game. They lost 132-125. Did I handle it maturely after the game? No, I did not. I did not handle it well. Jalen Brunson could not miss. He's incredible. I'm tired of him just cooking us left and right. But they can't stop him. I don't know what to tell you. He had 27 points in the first half. He finished with 47. And Khalil Ware, I mean, he just continues.
He's starting to be a more aggressive rebounder. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going at the rim and getting the ball putting it back and all that stuff. So, yeah.
He had 28 points, 19 rebounds. And
nah, he had a 2020. I'm sick.
Well, they took it away from him.
I'm sick of Madison Square Garden doing this. I have a fault with that. They did that with LeBron one time with a triple-double.
They were haters?
Yeah, he had like a 50-point triple-double. Like after Kobe dropped 61 on there.
And they said, not in the Mecca.
And then the next day they were like, oh, no, one of the rebounds wasn't a rebound. So it was like 52, 10, and 9.
Yeah. Well, they took it away. They screwed him.
But he's been balling.
He's been balling. And he doesn't miss from three. He does. Hey, he's a great shooter.
You think Spo's going
to
allow him to shoot?
He's the most versatile player that I used to think it was Bam.
Mm-mm. He's just learning every game. You could just right.
No, he's getting comfortable because you know what? I feel bad because he's gonna get to the point where y'all need me.
They do need him.
No. We know that. No,
they do need him. I mean, like, the idea that I'm still getting annoyed with Spo and I know it's because he's being asked about Khalil Ware, so it's not like he's doing it out of nowhere. But I got annoyed after the Boston game because, you know, he was sitting here and he was talking about, well, you know, I like the threes, but I want him to make his impact at the rim. So the next game, he does both. He's like, you know, following up slamming. He's getting offensive rebounds and he's hitting threes on top of it. But, there's so many other guys on this team that deserve criticism, namely their captain. Who, by the way, called himself out. So it's not like Bam's unaware. Bam has been saying, like, I'm letting down my team. I'm not playing good enough. The thing that annoys me with Bam, and it's been the old thing, right? It's just like it took him till, like, there was 7 minutes left in the game to finally be like, oh, I should attack the basket. And, like, he went from – he got, like, an alley-oop from Jaime and then, like, never heard from. Right. For the whole game, Simone Fontecchio was being more aggressive than him, going at the rim.
He does that, though.
And I'm just like, dude, you're getting all these dudes in foul trouble. Like, you're getting everybody caught in the fourth quarter. Where the hell is that? And it's just that's a career frustrating thing from him. I mean, the thing that was a killer yesterday, it's just like they played a really good game. And Spo was saying this after the game, like, the Knicks just won those bigger moments at the end. Because, I mean, it was a great offensive game. Both teams, the Knicks shot, what did they shoot, 55% yesterday? They both hit a ton of threes. It was a very well-played offensive game. But it was those margin things. The Heat missing free throws, the Knicks getting after loose balls. That play, the real killer play, there was a Mitchell Robinson who just is a vacuum for offensive rebounds. It was an air ball by OG Anunoby. Mitchell Robinson goes after while Bam just kind of looks at it because Bam thinks it's going to go out of bounds. Robinson flings it to Jalen Brunson in the corner, three ball at the end of the shot clock. And I'm just like, that's a swing.
And can I say this? If that's happening, Spo's going to have a hard time, and this is what everybody needs to understand. If you see plays like that, you're going to have a hard time telling Kalel you not.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's
what I understand
sucks.
What Bam was – like, Bam thought he was going out of
–
but, like, dude,
that.
Like, that's why Mitchell Robinson's great at that. Like, he's always – Even lumbering around in his 18 minutes, he's good at that because he's just going to go and get you the extra possession. And then, I mean, they missed free throws like crazy. That was annoying. Can we stop leaving 9 free throws a game on the floor? Like, just
it's been ridiculous. Just, like the last what 5 games?
Yeah, like Simone Fontecchio, you had the opportunity to give the Heat the lead, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Are you kidding me? What shooter is bad at free throws? Never heard of such a thing.
I know.
What is that?
Usually 3-point shooting and free throws go hand in hand.
Shouldn't that be a layup for you if you're a great shooter?
Yeah. You're a great shooter. 1 of 3 from the free. And he missed another one, too. Got fouled again. He got fouled going for a dunk because he was trying to get OG Anunoby back. Missed 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Simone! What the hell, dude? And then, just frustrating.
Hey, man.
I hate losing to that team.
Hey, man.
They lost to Boston, and they lost to New York, and I'm not doing well. I'm not going to – but you know what? This is where we belong. You want to know why?
Canes.
Do you want – I know, but it's 15 minutes of heat. It's a sponsor segment. but this is where we belong. This is our home. You want to know what our home is?
Play it.
The Lords of Playinville have arrived. Oh, look who welcomed us here. Our great friends are here, Leroy. The Hawks. And the Bulls, but we welcome a new member of Playinville. The Cavs, strangely. The Cavs are in Playinville, but the Raptors might be back, our old friend. Typically, here in Playinville, it is only the Heat, Raptors, Hawks, and Bulls. For a day, the Raptors have left Playinville, but perhaps the Heat win, they bring them back tomorrow. Good morrow, sir. Take a break. More to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.